Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, Space Race by Sean McKendrick. Series 223 Tango, you are approved for landing at Elgin Dock 8. Welcome to series. Another incoming request was already waiting on Garson's command screen before he ended the call. He tapped the blinking icon and a new comm window opened, the image too blurry and dim to make out the face on the other end of the call. "Ceres Docking Authority, Elgin Port, this is Agent Garson," he said. "Are you incoming?"
"You bet I am,"
the requesting blur said. The video displayed a helmeted silhouette. Not much else was visible.
"This is Maze Gomez Pack of the Harbinger 88999, requesting permission to dock. Visa ident 686 Golf 670.
"Thank you, Harbinger. Data channel is open. Please transmit flight log." Garson pulled up the ship's registration as its flight log synchronized with his console. He blinked at the length of recorded flights. "Harbinger, you have logged 3.7 trillion miles, all in the same ship? That can't be accurate, can it?" The blur nodded.
"Prior to this trip, yes. She and I have spent some time in the air."
"No kidding," said Garson. "That's got to be some kind of record."
"It is not,"
Gomez Pack said, laughing.
"Trust me on that. Not far from it, though. You remember the Abuena mission? It was supposed to establish deep space booster stations, back when they were still serious about the Alpha Centauri pathway. Those guys were flying early model JASTs and still clocked more than 5 trillion miles on 4 different ships. Took them more than 40 years.
The image was already improving. Garson could just make out some of the illuminated interior behind Gomez Pack. A pair of crash hammocks, a stack of replacement CO2 scrubbers, and what might be a small secured transparent box of paper books. Books on a personal transport. That explained how she could afford to log those miles and keep a ship running. Every pound of cargo burned money as it burned additional fuel. Only a pilot with serious capital would be willing to take on something so frivolous during a long-haul flight.
"Hey, I can see you now,"
Gomez Pack said. She waved a gloved hand. "Same on my end. Bandwidth isn't great on this station, but you are clearing up rapidly." "Very rapidly, in fact." Garson checked his monitor. "Harbinger, please be advised the maximum permitted approach velocity at your distance is 20,000 clicks per second, and you are not far below that. I'm not going to tell you you must slow down just yet, but please keep an eye on your deceleration." The flight log sync completed with a faint ping.
"Roger that, Elgin. I'm trying to get to you as soon as physically possible, so I was planning to come in hot and break hard late. I've done this 100 times at twice the G's, but don't want to stress you out. I'll kick up the D-cell now to adjust trajectory."
"Keep synced while you adjust, please." Garson logged his approval for approach. "Thanks for understanding, and I'm sure you'll handle it fine either way. With your flight hours, I doubt there's much I could tell you that you don't already know." He pulled up the current flight log.
"Not a problem, Elgin."
Captain Gomez Pack checked something off screen.
"Hey, what time do you have there?"
"Current local time here at the port is 1153 hours, series standard." Gomez Pack leaned back, her helmet's visor pointing to the ceiling.
"So that's 0753 GMT, 24th of March, which means 2 weeks, 2 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes, and counting."
A gloved fist pumped into the air.
"Better than expected. If I touch down in anything less than 8 hours, I've done it. We've got plenty of time."
Garson was replaying the convoluted flight path and took a moment to respond. "That's an impressive time, Harbinger. Not bad at all. Is there a race from Phobos or something?"
"Sort of,"
Gomez Pack said.
"I'm racing against the record books. Wait, why do you ask?"
"I gave docking approval to another Phobos-sourced flight right before you." The flight helmet pointed at the screen.
"Don't tell me this,"
Gomez Pack said.
"I'm begging you not to tell me it was Ceres 223 Tango."
"That's exactly the call sign," Garson said, "piloted by Captain Theodorus Galanis." Gomez Pack reached up and unclamped her helmet. The video quality had improved to a degree that allowed Garson to see bare grooves worn into the sides of her close-cropped white hair as she pulled the helmet off her head, an effect common among pilots who wore fitted acceleration helmets for prolonged stretches. She ran a gloved hand over her scalp, making the hair stand up in sweaty spikes.
I departed before he even had launch authorization. I launched early Mars afternoon. Even if he started the paperwork the minute I left orbit, best case he would have started his trip the following morning.
Gomez Pack slumped, staring at something in the distance off camera.
He left at least a day later and still arrived first. He didn't beat me, he humiliated me.
I'm sorry, Garson said. He wasn't sure what he was sorry for, it just felt appropriate. Captain Gomez Pack looked despondent.
Do you know, this is the 9th time Theo has beaten me to my destination. We got into an argument a long time ago, the two of us, a long time ago. Doesn't matter why, it was stupid and we were young and the drugs were strong. It ended with both of us swearing we'd beat the other one into the record books.
Gomez Pack lifted a hydration pouch and sucked down a noisy mouthful of something cloudy. She swallowed and shook her head.
He's beaten me on every run I've tried to set a record. You ever read the yearly record books?
Sometimes.
I used to love those. Still do, being honest. Space travel evolved a whole lot since I was a kid. I always liked reading about the farthest solo trip or the longest non-stop flight, quickest time to hit all major stations, things like that. Some of the entries got silly. I'm not talking about those, you know. Only using one hand for the duration of the flight or never exceeding 2 G's, gimmicks. I could fly wearing my underwear backwards and only communicating in Esperanto, but that shouldn't count as a historical first. But the real records, I've been reading those names as a pilot since the JAST engine became commercially available and we mastered fusion propulsion.
Gomez Pack took another gulp.
Or semi-mastered, one should say.
She thumped her control panel.
My secondary thruster overheated so badly on takeoff it shorted out the main nav grid. I lost my flight plan coordinator about an hour into flight and had to reboot the whole damn thing. Went way off course while it was down.
The flight map on Garson's screen was a smooth curve around Mars after launch. From there, it arced toward Deimos before twisting into an erratic, looping scribble.
I ended up having to recalculate on the fly and was too far off path to make it with my reserves. You get a little too sure of yourself after a certain number of flights, Agent. You reduce your margin for error to almost nothing. Anyway, I jumped through all sorts of hoops to compensate and make up for lost time and fuel. Fat lot of good that did me.
The Harbinger's flight path squiggled so much through so many axes, Agent Garson had to retrace the line 3 times to track the entire length. You ran a slingshot on how many bodies here? I see at least 1 moon plus Mars plus 9 asteroids, is that right? Gomez Pack frowned at her console.
10 asteroids, I think. Wait, no, 9 is right. Then I looped back around using the Innerbelt Orbital Colony. That whole complex is massive. Have you seen it lately? It'll pass Luna in terms of population soon. You wait and see.
That's 11 gravity jumps? This is the most convoluted path I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, like I said, needed the boost. And with the nav grid glitching, I didn't have the best autopilot assistance.
Gomez Pack stared into the camera.
I didn't touch any restricted space, you know. You can check my route.
Oh, I can see that. No complaints on my end. I'm just impressed. That's a lot of math to be doing without a nav grid. Gomez Pack shrugged, or possibly stretched her back.
I've been flying a long time. Too damn long, some might say. And yet it still wasn't fast enough to get on the record books. Again.
Even so, Agent Garson said. He pulled up landing approval and entered his credentials. I've logged hundreds of inbound flights. I don't think I've ever seen one with more than 5 gravity assists before now. Certainly never by manual flight. Gomez Pack's head loomed on the screen as she leaned into the camera.
Never?
A grin spread across her magnified face.
Can you check the records on that?
This has been Space Race, written by Sean McKendrick. Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast is supported by patrons on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/manawaker to find out more. The Flash Fiction Podcast theme song is by Kevin MacLeod. The podcast is produced, edited, and narrated by me, CB DeRogi. Thanks for listening.